Lindsay, brother and sister, H. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, November 27, 1899. Dear brother and sister Harmon Lindsay, I would much rather talk with you than write to you, but as I cannot see you, I must write to you in regard to Andrew. Use your influence to get him out of Cape Town. The Australian school will be a blessing to him. His associations, as presented to me, are doing him harm. When this is the case, the very best thing to be accomplished, at any inconvenience or sacrifice, is to change the circumstances surrounding him to where the influences will be less enticing. We think of the proposition that has been made in regard to the property of the Wessels family as a good one, but every point is to be duly and carefully and prayerfully considered, and the Lord's glory kept in view. I have now spoken to the people in Maitland 4 Sabbaths and Sundays in succession, besides several times during the camp meeting. The people now interested are of the very best class. The Sabbath question is making quite a stir. The ministers are preaching against Seventh-day Adventists. I take my horses and phaeton and ride to Maitland. Sister Sarah McEnterfer accompanies me. We start at an early hour to avoid the heat of the sun. We returned from our last trip yesterday. We rose at 1 o'clock, fed the horses by moonlight, and were in the carriage by 3 o'clock. We drove the 29 miles across a mountainous road and entered our gate at 8 o'clock, a little after breakfast time. We did this to escape the heat. The work is going forward in Maitland. All the region round about is stirred. Little suburbs 3 to 14 miles away are interested. One party of 20 came several miles on foot one evening to hear the truth. Calls are coming in from every direction to have meetings in their locality. The tent had to be moved from the beautiful park in which we held our camp meeting, and they pitched it on the lawn belonging to the mission building. Brother Starr has charge of the mission. It stood in the park 3 weeks, and thousands have heard the truth. There are not half the number that we could use to go out into the adjoining towns to labor. But the laborers must be paid, and we have not the money to do this work as it should be done. Another tent will soon be pitched in East Maitland, 3 miles from West Maitland. Many excellent people are coming to the meetings. Among these are 3 brothers who are holding offices in one of the city churches and have a large drapery business in Maitland, each brother having a store of his own. These men and their wives are deeply interested in the truth, and it will be a great cross for them to take their position. We hope the Lord will lead them out by His Holy Spirit, for they would be a great help to the cause. They are intelligent and use neither tobacco nor liquor. The Lord wants all there is of these men in His service. Several have said that they were going to keep the Sabbath. There are quite a number of workers, but not enough to fill the places where there is an interest created. All the way from Maitland to Newcastle, a distance of 25 miles, are places to be worked. The people are calling for help. They want the Scriptures open to them. Never have we seen in this country a more kind, courteous people than those who live at Maitland. The Lord is at work, opening doors for us. Last Sunday we had a review of matters to see if we could possibly hold our present number of workers. We feel that we cannot do this, for we cannot pay them their wages. May the Lord teach us what to do. 5 tents could be pitched in various places within a few miles of Maitland and Newcastle. I intend to speak in several towns. In Maitland we must make every effort to advance the truth. Maitland is not like Newcastle, where a large portion of the inhabitants are miners. Maitland is an agricultural town, surrounded by large farms. If the truth can obtain a hold in this community, the people will have no difficulty in keeping the Sabbath, and one soul embracing the truth will draw others after him. Our influence is telling strongly now, but we have the influence of the clergy to contend with, and there are just as great sinners in Maitland as in many other cities. We have now been holding meetings for several weeks, and new ones are becoming interested in the truth. What a work this is! My heart is in it. This is the last message of mercy to be given to a people who have never had the third angel's message. I wish you could hear these people speak. Many of them are intelligent men and women. One said, "I have been a member of the church for 40 years, but I now see that I know very little of the Scriptures. I never knew there were such precious things in the Scriptures. I never knew there were such precious things in the Bible. Another man said, I have purchased a Bible, that I may take it with me and mark the passages. Then I shall not forget them. I have been for many years a church member. Women, fine-looking, intelligent women, express themselves as deeply interested. We have to keep the interest up upon many subjects. The medical missionary work takes with all. Every soul who takes hold of the truth intelligently invests other souls with an influence of the same kind, drawing them to work for others. And if under the Holy Spirit's influence these converts diffuse the light, a church will be organized here of a higher class of people. The people here are calculated to be workers. We see that we must take the truth to every point, every locality where an interest is created. We must hold meetings with the people, opening the scriptures before them in the most simple manner. As we do this, the faces of the people begin to express that their hearts are touched. The workers are finding their way to the very best class of this farming community. If we can only be the instruments in the hands of God to teach the people the word, to love not the world, neither the things of the world, to come out and be separate by accepting the cross, the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, how thankful we shall be. This cross will be to them a perpetual memorial of a nobler world. The law of God, which is discarded and trampled upon, will be rescued from the dust and rubbish and uplifted. They will behold eternal realities as if they were standing in the open portals of the city of God and surveying the glories within. This will link them with the divine and show them the inferiority of all worldly enterprises. They will understand their responsibility to use their God-given talents to take others with them. If I had never been convinced that Kurenbong was the place selected by God for our school and as an important missionary center, I should have no doubt now. Oh, how deeply was this matter impressed upon my mind 1 year ago, when I was considering whether I should be able to attend the camp meeting in Brisbane, Queensland. In the night season, there was presented before me large and small companies. Some were in prayer. Some were trying to read their Bibles and could not understand them. With perplexed minds and sorrowful hearts, they were saying, "Who can explain the scriptures to us?" Others with outstretched arms were saying, "Come over and help us." Acts 16, verse 9. One stood by my side and said, "These are as ignorant of the truth for this time, and its important relation to them, as if they had not the Word of God. They are as sheep without a shepherd. The shepherds feed themselves, but feed not the flock with pure provender, thoroughly winnowed from the chaff. I have a people here. Seek for them. Open my word to them line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. These are as children in understanding. Therefore, be not discouraged at their slow efforts to take in the truth. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. I cannot write more, for the mail must go to the post office. God bless you all." Postscript. We see that the Lord is working all around us, but we have to study economy, economy. We cannot do the work that ought to be done, for want of means. Oh, that the Lord would be gracious and open ways whereby we might advance the work in our world. We walk by faith.